It's your move. Why in tarnation don't you move?
I'm just figuring how to tie you up.
Yeah, Dad, burn my hide. Don't guess you're going to tie me up at all.
Well, let me see now. I guess I'll move this one over here.
I don't...
No, wait a minute now. That move ain't no good neither.
Well, take your hand off that checker and let me move.
Just hold on there. I ain't finished yet.
Dagnabbit, we should make up your mind.
Guess I'll take that one back and move that one over there. Now, how's that?
Jump me. Go ahead. Dad, bring you a jump me.
Where's your jump?
Right there under your nose.
Oh, right there.
And I'll take that one. And I'll take that one and this one here.
Shucks, the game's as good as over.
Yeah, of course it is.
Ed, you're the dead blamest checker player I ever see.
Well, I won, didn't I?
No, shucks, that don't amount to nothing. You did go making a lot of crazy moves.
Don't reckon they were so dead darn crazy.
Oh, there was two. A fella just simply can't do no good at all when you make them fool moves. Why don't you play like other folks do?
Because I want to win the game, that's why.
Well, I claim it ain't no way to play.
You're just jealous because I took the hide off you. That's what's the matter with you, right?
Oh, shucks. I guess I could beat you every day in the week if you'd move like a fella ought to.
Sure, the telephone's ringing.
Oh, dagnabbit, don't you think you heard it?
Then why don't you answer it?
Give me time, will you?
You'd think you'd see the way you fool around about answering the phone. We didn't need no more business around the place.
Oh, keep still, I answer. Hello? Oh, hello, Miss Snyder. Yes, this is Eb. Nice day, ain't it? Yes, it's kind of cloudy mornings, but pretty good all around. Here your ma come over from Squidville to spend a few days with you. Well, as far as I can recollect, Miss Jones told me when she called up yesterday...
You got a pretty big stock of canned hominy. Better try to sell her half a dozen cans.
Now, how's your ma been lately? Well, that's good. The rheumatism still bothering her, some expect.
What'd you say about rheumatism?
Just a minute, Miss Snyder. Ed wants to know something. Now, what in tarnation were you saying?
Just want to know what you said about rheumatism.
Well, I just said Miss Snyder's ma's rheumatism was bothering her considerable.
Well, tell her mine bothers me a good deal, too, lately. Don't ever feel none too strong.
Hello, Miss Snyder. Ed says his rheumatism is bothering him, too. Might as well tell you first as last. He'd keep pestering me till it did. Well, that's right kind of Miss Snyder, but I guess if something cured Eb's rheumatism, he'd be real disappointed.
Tell her my knee has been hurting me, too, more than usual.
What's that? No, I ain't seen Hector lately. Understand he's up Squidsville. Well, now, I don't know. It seems to be kind of a mystery. Oh, say, Miss Snyder, did I say anything to you about any bees for that horse race in Squidsville?
Bees? Of course you did, you old fool. You told her to tell it all around that Hector wants some bees.
The bees, yes, bees, Jim. Not you remember of, huh? Oh, no reason at all. Just curious. Just curious, that's all.
You're going to keep on talking about bees until they get us in jail yet?
Shucks, I forgot all about that. And I got talking here. Plum forgot to ask what you wanted. Side of bacon, quarters worth of sugar. All right. Well, the celery ain't too good today, Miss Snyder. No, I wouldn't recommend it. Got to have some anyway, huh? Well, to tell the truth, we ain't got none in stock. Well, I guess Eb can go out and get some of you. Couldn't you use some chard instead?
Sell it half a dozen cans of that hominy.
Oh, say, Miss Snyder, we got some nice hominy. Yes, nice fresh stock. Oh, sell it cheap, 12 cents a can. Oh, shucks, I don't know what it's good for. Some folks like it.
Dagnabbit, you ain't no salesman. You're just an order taker, that's what you are.
Dime good pepper, pound of coffee, box of matches. You sure that's all, are you? All right, goodbye, Miss Snyder.
Didn't you sell her no hominy?
No, I didn't sell her no hominy.
Well, why didn't you?
Well, that's something else you want to do with that extra hominy anyway.
Well, what can you do with it except sell it?
When that salesman comes around from the jollies, I'm going to trade half a dozen cases of hominy for some fish.
Sure. I guess we got fish enough.
Yeah, the way that white girl of that show troop eats fish, we ain't got more than enough to last 2 or 3 days.
Well, why in tarnation don't you order some? That gal's got to eat. She's an artist has to eat.
Yeah, she sure is an artist when it comes to eating fish, I'd say. You see how that salt mackerel disappeared the other day?
Shucks, you didn't see nothing. That was just breakfast. You ought to see her hook her teeth over that codfish at dinner time.
Yes, a can of that fancy sockeye salmon just don't go nowhere at all, does it?
Yeah, dagnabbit, I guess the girl's got a right to eat what she likes.
Yes, well, there's one thing she sure does like.
What's that?
Fish. Say, but wait, she's a right pretty girl, though. She's another garbo.
Well, what's a garbo?
Oh, I reckon you don't know much, do you?
Well...
wait a minute, a garbo ain't a what? To whom?
Maybe you know what you're talking about. That darn if I do.
Ain't you ever been to the moving pictures?
Reckon I've been to as many as you have.
Well, then you must have seen Greta Garbo.
What's that got to do with it?
This head of Hoyt is another Greta Garbo.
Shucks. Ain't one enough?
I don't know, but they're both Swedes. That makes them alike. Only this girl that's with this show of ours is better than the Swede in the picture.
Who said so?
Why, dagnabbit, I said so.
Now, you old fool, I heard you. And what I want to know is who told you?
Why, I guess your head of Hoist did.
Yes, well, she ought to know.
I don't see why she has to poof me, though.
She's got to be aloof.
Didn't say aloof, I said poof.
Poof your own self.
You darned old fool, I wasn't poofing you.
That darn good thing you weren't. I said that was just her way of showing she was aloof, like Greta Garbo.
Shucks, why didn't she say so?
I tell you, Zeb, there ain't no telling why a woman does like she does. If she don't know herself, I expect a fella like me to know.
Well, quit trying to talk philosophy or whatever they call it. And go out and get a bunch of celery for Mrs. Snyder's orders. Get down to it.
And that's another thing. What's the idea of asking Mrs. Snyder if you say anything about to her about them beers?
Because I wanted to know. That's why.
They'd be going to slap us right square into that Squidsville jail yet.
Oh, I guess there ain't no reason to get het up.
They ain't, huh?
No, they ain't. Mrs. Snyder said she didn't recollect nothing about it.
She did?
Yes.
Say, now, I guess maybe we might get out of this after all.
If you ask me, I'd say the quicker we get Hector Smith out of that Squidsville jail, the better it's going to be for us.
I guess you're right, Dad.
I know it's right. That constable called up again this morning. Spent 20 cents on long distance.
He did?
Yeah, just throwing his money away.
Well, what'd he have to say this time?
Oh, he said Hector was eating too hearty to be a model prisoner.
Is that so?
Yes.
Glad to hear he's getting something to eat.
Yes, you see, the constable's wife cooks for the prisoners. They say she stirs up a pretty fancy flapjack.
Hector always did enjoy his meals.
Yes, he sure likes to eat. The constable's wife does the cooking, and his young daughter carries it over to jail and gives it to Hector.
Shut. Zeb, I don't like the look of that.
Yeah, tell the truth, I don't like myself.
The constable didn't kind of intimate that maybe Hector was getting a little tired of such close confinement, did he?
Yeah, he said Hector sent out 6 more detective novels.
I'll be dead darn if it don't beat anything I ever see.
Well, between the two of us, I think the town's kind of sorry they ever listened to Mrs. Zell.
You think maybe Hector's company's beginning to pall, so to speak?
Yes, ain't so much of his company, I guess, is that the town's got to furnish the victuals.
The folks over at Squidsville ain't exactly what you call a hospital, either.
No, they ain't open-handed. It's just heaping more burden on the Squidsville taxpayers day by day, you see.
I guess they might be getting about ready to talk terms, don't you think?
No, it ain't so much of them. Of course, they'd probably want to make the fine high enough to pay them back for some of the grub they had to pay.
Oh, well, that grub ain't no fair of iron. Just as a trading proposition.
No, but the main sticker is Mrs. Zell. She's hanging out for prosecution.
Say, that's an idea. I reckon we could see Mrs. L and kind of soothe her feathers down.
Well, if she lost interest, I'll bet the Squidsville authorities would drop Hector like he was a hot potato and wait out.
Answer that phone.
I'll get it. Now let me alone. Him. Hello? Hello? No, this is Zeb Winterbottom. What? Oh, Mayor Schultzenheimer. Yes. They are, huh? When I look here, Mayor Schultzenheimer, Ed Peters and me is taxpayers in this here town. Well, what if they are? Ain't a citizen of the Corn Center got as much rights as a couple of racketeers? Yes, well, if you do, I'll tell you right now, you'll hear from Eb and me. And sign it.
Now, say, who is that?
Mayor Schultzenheimer, the darned old fool.
There ain't no way to talk about a city official. What do you want?
No, I said they just put a couple of racketeers in jail.
Well, what about it?
Oh, I said the racketeers objected to association with our show troop.
Thank you.